Tuesday, 29 week, ordinary time 2. The first reading from the letter to the Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 12 to 22. Brothers and sisters, you were at that time without Christ, alienated from the community of Israel, and strangers to the covenant of promise, without hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have become near by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, and he made both one and broke down the dividing wall of enmity to his flesh, abolishing the law with its commandments and legal claims, that he might create in himself one new person in place of the two, thus establishing peace and might reconcile both with God in one body to the cross, putting that enmity to death by it. He came and brought peace to those who were far off, and peace to those who were near. For to him we both have access in one spirit to the Father. So then, you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the Holy Ones and members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself at the capstone. To him, the whole structure is held together and grow into a temple sacred in the Lord. In him, you also are being built together into a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 12, verses 35 to 38. Jesus said to his disciples, "Gird your loins and light your lamps, and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself, help them recline at table, and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch, and find them repaired in this way, blessed are those servants." Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. Christ set for us an example how to serve others. Today's readings pay a special attention to serving others and the consequent rewards. In the first reading, Paul gave a list of all rewards Christ accomplished through his passion and death. In the Gospel, Jesus promised that he shall serve all those who are loyal to fulfill the duty he gave to them. Second analysis. First reading. Try reconcile people with each other and with God. The third point, the differences between the Jews and the Gentiles. The Jews are very proud because they are God's own people. God gave them the law and lead them by himself. The privileged cause them to despise other nations and do not want to live together with the Gentiles. Saint Paul, though he is the apostle of to the Gentiles, recognized four differences between the Jew and the Gentile before Christ came. The Gentile first do not have Christ. God promised to give the Messiah or make with the Israelites. The title Christ in Greek means the anointed one. Second, they do not have the Christ as the Israelites. All other people are classified as the Gentiles. Therefore, they are unable to enjoy privileges as Jewish citizens. Third, they are strangers with God's promises through the covenants. God promised many things with the Israelites to their ancestors. The promises are totally strange to the Gentiles. Fourth, do not have the hope as well as God. When they do not have God, they have no hope to live forever. To the Gentiles, death is the end. Second point, the result of Christ's works. He did five things for both the Jew and the Gentiles as following. First, bring both together. But now in Christ Jesus, who once were far off, have become near by the blood of Christ. The Gentiles are those who were far off. Now by Christ's blood, they are gathered with the Jews who were near. Second, sacrifice himself to wipe out the hatred and to make both become one. For he is our peace, he who made both one and broke down the dividing one of enmity to his place. The physical one could be seen in the Jerusalem temple. Any Gentile roasted over this one, they shall be condemned to death by the Jew. Third, abolish the law. He abolished the law with its commandments and legal limbs, that he might create in himself one new person in place of the two, thus establishing peace. To be justified before God, people need only to put their faith in Christ and keep what he commands them to do. 4. Reconcile people with God. He might reconcile both with God in one body, to the cross, putting that enmity to death by it. People must reconcile with each other before they can reconcile with God. Christ not only helps people to reconcile with each other, but also to reconcile with God by his death on the cross. Fifth, bring peace. He came and brought the peace to those who were far off, and peace to those who were near. This event was foreseen by the prophet Isaiah chapter 57, verse 19. The Gentiles become those who are near, which are the Jews, by Christ's reconciliation. For to him we both have access in one spirit to the Father. Third point, the results of Christ's reconciliation. poisoned 2 images to describe the 2 revelations people have after being reconciled by Christ. First, they become the members of God's household. So then, you are no longer stranger or sojourner, but you are fellow citizens with the Holy One and members of the households of God. In a nation, foreigners do not enjoy privileges of permanent residence, and the latter will not be treated as the citizens. Same with the Gentiles. Before Christ came, they are foreigners to God's people. This sounds like, but when Christ came, he made them to be fellow citizens with the Holy One and members of the household of God. Therefore, they can enjoy all the rights of citizens. Second, they become the priests of God's temple. This temple was built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself at the capstone. To him, the whole structure is held together and grown into a temple sacred in the Lord. In him, you also are being built together into a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. Second, the Gospel. Christ shall serve loyal servants. The third point. Readiness is evaluated by fulfilling one's duty. To evaluate a person to see if he is loyal to God or not, Jesus used a parable of a master who gave his servants a duty to take care of his house when he is attending a wedding. Jesus said to his disciples, "Gird your loins and light your lamps, and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he come and lock. And should he come in the second or third watch and find them repaired in this way, blessed be those servants. Since deal with weddings happen at night and have no fixed hour, therefore, all responsible people need to be repaired and especially to have a lamp in their hand. Nighttime is the moment which people are least to repair for. Therefore, to evaluate his servant's reparation, the master suddenly came back at night." Second point. The great reward for loyal servants. Jesus declared, "Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself, help them recline at table, and proceed to wait on them." Jesus promised exchange, because serving belongs to servants. Their duty is to serve their master. Jesus wanted to say that if we, as his servants, are loyal in our duty to serve others, he shall serve us in his kingdom as a reward for us. This is a great reward because there is not any master who wants to serve his servants. To receive this reward, we must fulfill our duty, which is to serve others as he exemplified. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. See Matthew chapter 20, verse 28. Application in life. People differentiate core discrimination, hatred, and war between people and people, between nation and nation, etc. Pride present in earth must wipe out all differences. Christ promises to serve all those who are loyal to Him. We should be loyal to our duty of serving others. Amen.